Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on the Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. The Montgomery County District Attorney's Office has completed its investigation into a deadly crash following a reported theft at a Target in Limerick, finding no violations by responding police. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwood reports.
The DA's office says their investigation finds the cause of the crash that killed three teenagers on June 3rd was due to an inexperienced, unlicensed driver operating a car at unsafe speeds and not the actions of police. Three teenagers were pronounced dead at the scene, all 17-year-olds, Gabrielle Cooper, Nasir Yauch, and Sanaya Nuswan. A 15-year-old whose name's not been released was seriously injured. Limerick police were called to the Target at Ridge Pike and Township Line Road around 9 p.m. on June 3rd for a potential theft. The DA's office says the first officer to arrive saw a car pulling out of the parking lot on Decline Road with a headlights off. The car turned left on the Ridge Pike, and the DA's office says the driver, who did not have a license, traveled 1.8 miles in 1 minute 33 seconds, going between 70 and 92 miles per hour. The car went off the road near Turtle Creek Golf Course. The DA's office says it traveled over a grassy area for 91 feet, hit a utility pole, collided with a stone wall, and went airborne before coming to a stop.
Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says his office, along with the community, shares the sadness of the families and the loss of their children. Police are hoping the public can put a name with the face seen on video from this month's deadly mass shooting in Grays Ferry. KYW's Martin Otto reports.
Philadelphia police so far haven't made any arrests in the July 7th mass shooting that killed three people and injured 10 others on the 1500 block of Edding Street. Video has been widely circulated showing people hiding on a porch as the gun battle ensues, but detectives have released new video showing the face of a suspect in the case. The pictures show the man pacing the porch and his distinctive hair, facial hair, and shoes. You can see those images on our website, kywnewsradio.com. If you recognize the suspect, police want you to contact the homicide division.
The city is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker announced the appointment of several new high-level city officials. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The immigrant affairs position has been vacant since January, even as the new administration in Washington turned up the heat on immigrants and Mayor Parker was pressed on her position about remaining a sanctuary city. She said she was waiting for the right candidate and found him in the former spokesman for this region's Federal Office of Citizenship and Immigration Services, Charlie Ellison.
Every day, immigrants make incredible contributions to our city in the realms of public safety, health care, enhancing our quality of life, building our houses, keeping our city moving, growing, thriving, and as some would say, getting the job done.
The mayor also filled the job of Behavioral Health Commissioner, which had been vacant for more than a year, elevating the department's Crisis Services Director, Kahinde Salanka. And she announced the appointment of former NBC 10 news anchor Renee Chenault Fattah as Director of the Human Relations Commission.
Fattah, who was married to disgraced former Congressman Shaka Fattah, is also an experienced attorney. A Delaware County man is behind bars after officials say he raped and committed sexual offenses against teenage girls who worked for him at a pizza shop. KYW's Justin Noodle has the story.
This is a very disturbing case of someone who is a serial child abuser.
That's Delaware County District Attorney Jack Stolsteimer referring to 32-year-old Justin Pate of Chester. Pate, a manager at Pat's Pizza in Brookhaven, is charged with raping at least one of the girls.
We also have two other victims who have come forward. One who apparently he was getting her to take pornographic videos of herself and send it to him in return for him providing alcohol and other benefits. And then a young woman, she was involved in an active relationship with him.
Stolsteimer says their victims, who were 15, 16, and 17 years old, all worked under Pate.
So if there are other victims out there, we would encourage them to come forward just like these brave young women and their parents did.
Pate is facing child abuse and rape among other charges. He is due in court for a preliminary hearing August 7th. The African American Chamber of Commerce of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware made the final stop on its State of the Chamber tour at Live Casino Wednesday with a special emphasis on 2026. KYW Community Impact Reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The tour kicked off last week in Harrisburg, and with Philadelphia preparing for the nation's 250th birthday, the focus is on all things 2026. Chamber President Regina Hairston says the city will see an onslaught of visitors.
That means the city has to get ready with procurement opportunities. Anything from having seats for people to sit on, from building stages, from transportation. And we want to make sure that our businesses don't miss those opportunities.
The tour brought together business leaders, policymakers, and community stakeholders for a series of conversations about the current business climate and growth strategies for Black-owned businesses.
Attendees heard from experts on how to grow their business and become better positioned for opportunities next year and beyond. That's CEO Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.